7512. Okay, so the shop says you can drive it as long as it's not causing you any problems. Are you doing okay, or?
Well, I really wanted to keep this bus because it's 4200, but it stinks really bad, and I can't let passengers, I don't know if that liquid is puddled in the sea, unless I warn everybody that gets on. Somebody said they think it smells like, you know, human waste. I can't tell, my nose is so burnt out from this stink that's up front, if I'm smelling that or something else.
Okay, so somebody's complained it smells like human waste, but you thought it was an egg smell. So that's why I'm a little bit concerned about it. An egg smell can be a battery issue. There shouldn't be anything on the seat from that. So, but if it's a biohazard, that's a whole different issue. Do you have passengers on board?
Yes, I do. And, you know, the other thing was is when I relieved the bus, the other operator told me he's had problems with the battery, that it wouldn't start. So he's been leaving it on at his break because sometimes it would start and sometimes it would not. But he said last time it did start for him, but he just gave me that warning. And it, you know, smells like rotten eggs or something up here.
All right, copy that. Yeah, unfortunately, I wish that was reported to me earlier. Well, I'm going to leave it up to you right now. Do you think you can finish out this trip to Pier Park, or do you want to just get a new bus right away?
No, I'm sure I can make it to Pier Park. I just am concerned about what that is in the back of the bus that is a dark liquid, like possibly diarrhea, but I mean, I don't know what it is.
Okay, copy that. So, let's just, do you have like caution tape where you can kind of tape that off so nobody does sit back there? And you can put some paper towels or something over it to cover it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'll see what's in the pouch there. And try to get people to not sit back there, but they all seem to think somebody did their number back there. I'll just tape off the back area of the bus and hope I don't pick up many people to Pier Park.
Yeah, I'm just not going to have you pick up anybody. Just drop the passengers that you have off. I'm going to put you in drop-off only. And then once you are empty, just go ahead and deadhead down to Center Garage and we'll get you a new bus or a clean. I'll let it be up to them what they want to do. But write a work card for all of that since I'm not quite clear as to what the problem is. Just mention every bit of this. The shop can figure it out. Is your volts doing okay on your bus?
78.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fine. And they said it may or may not be affected on your volts if it is a battery issue. So, like I said, just write a work card for all of this. If you are not able to drive any further, just pull the bus over, open the doors, get out of the bus if you have to, and call me by phone. I don't know how bad it is for you.